Congratulations. Your gift of a new day is here. Ready to live it big? You're listening to the Big Life Devotional Podcast. Now, here's Pamela to get you fired up for all God has available for you today.
Well, good morning, beautiful. Welcome to a brand new day of life. Happy Wednesday, my friends. Yes, what a gift today is. What a pleasure and a privilege it is to get to be alive today. Yes. Let's get it started right. The title of today's episode of the Big Life Devotional Podcast is Rip Off the Roof. Why did you stop trying? Really? Why did you stop trying? What was it in your way that made you give up? What was the no that made you decide that it wasn't possible? What was the obstacle that finally stopped your progress and made you assume it wasn't God's will for your life to move forward? Was it the people in the way? Was it the closed door? Was it the difficulty? Was it the rules? Was it what others would think or say? Something caused you to stop. And what if that something can totally be blown out of the water today? What if your limitations could be removed and you were given permission to do things that seemed a bit ridiculous to keep moving towards the life God has for you? Isn't that who God is looking for? He's looking for the ones willing to overcome obstacles and do ridiculous things in the face of surmounting odds to become more like who He created them to be. He's looking for people who will lead the way instead of get in line and wait for something they don't even know they're waiting for. He's looking for people who will stare down an obstacle and figure out a way to go around it and drag a few other people around it with them. He's looking for some bold, modern-day Peter-type people. People bold enough to do the unexpected and say what others may judge and get back up again when they fail. He's looking at you and asking if you're going to stop getting discouraged now. He's looking at you and asking if you're going to toughen up and figure out a way to step into the life you were designed for. If you're still waiting for this thing to be easy, then you're not ready. If you're still looking for the quick fix or the magic diet or instant success and winning numbers, you're not ready. Are you ready? Are you ready to drop your excuses and overcome your limitations? Are you ready to climb some walls and tear through some roofs and hang from the ceiling to tap into the power of Jesus? Wait, what? Did I just go too far? You're not ready to climb walls? You're not ready to tear through a roof or two? You're not ready to tie some ropes and hang from the ceiling? Then maybe you're still limited by what's in your way and you're going to stay stuck. Matthew, Mark, and Luke, all three tell us the story of some men who were desperate enough for the power of Jesus that they dropped excuses and they overcame limitations. They broke a few rules. They caused a scene. They left some damage. But it's what was required to get to Jesus. These men had a friend who was crippled, and they knew somehow, some way, they needed to get their friend to Jesus. When Jesus was in their town, they went to their friend and they put him on a bed and they began carrying him. And let me stop right there. Y'all need some friends like this. Some friends that will carry you to Jesus. Some friends that will do more than stand at your bedside and weep with you when you are hurting. But some friends that will lift you up and say, "We're not settling for this. Let's get some help." Friends that won't let you wallow in your despair and leave you in the darkness, but drag you and your bed through the streets of town to seek Jesus. Oh, but oftentimes we just want friends who will wallow with us. Friends that will agree how bad it is. Friends who will co-sign in your misery and show up for your pity party. And I'm sorry, but I won't be that friend for you. I love you too much to see you waste what God has put within you. I know how darn precious this single day of life is, and I won't willingly watch you waste it, waiting for a better one to come. I'm going to drag your butt to Jesus. I'm going to remind you of who you are and whose you are. Yeah, be that kind of friend. Be that kind of wife. Be that kind of mama. Get some fight in you with a relentless love that will seek Jesus no matter what is in the way. That's the kind of friends these guys were. Dragging their paralyzed friend on his bed through town looking for Jesus. But when they get to the house where Jesus was, they couldn't get in the door. There were people everywhere, and they couldn't even get close to Jesus. So what do you do when you've tried and it didn't work? What do you do when you've drug your problems through the streets and then Jesus seems too preoccupied and your big problems go unnoticed? What do you do when the door is closed, the crowd is big, and every reasonable option is out? Look up. Yes. Look up. These friends looked up and they decided to climb. They climbed the walls of the house where Jesus was and somehow hoisted their paralyzed friend on his bed up on the roof with them. And then, you know what they did? They started making a hole through the roof. Y'all, this sounds ridiculous. You can read it for yourself. Again, it's in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. I was reading today from Luke chapter 5, verses 18 through 25. So check it out for yourself. This story is so cool. Luke chapter 5, verses 18 through 25. I'm not going to read the entire story to you. I'm giving you my version of it, okay? So they're tearing off the roof of a home that doesn't belong to them. They're breaking rules, and they're not stopping. Eventually, they create a hole big enough in the roof, and they lowered their friend on his bed down to Jesus. Now, imagine for a moment being Jesus. You're standing in this crowded home teaching, and you know your audience is, as scripture puts it, proud religious law keepers and teachers of the law, meaning they are questioning who you really are, judging every word you say. That's the audience Jesus had in this house. And then suddenly, pieces of the ceiling start caving in, and you look up and you see these crazy guys standing on the roof, lowering their friend down on ropes through the hole they just tore out. Why? Because they know who you are and they believe every word you say. And I imagine Jesus had to smile like, yeah, there's my boys. In fact, scripture says Jesus saw their faith. He saw their faith. He saw what they had to do to get to him. He saw their willingness to do the ridiculous. He saw their determination to overcome the obstacles. He saw their relentless pursuit of his presence. And isn't this what he wants of you and I today? To stop giving up so darn easy, to tear the freaking roof off and find a way and seek God no matter what it takes, to believe in who he is and everything he says to the point you're willing to do some ridiculous things. There will always be someone or something in the way. There will always be something blocking you from what God has determined is possible in your life. Will you give up again? Will you be discouraged and detoured? Will you allow your heart to grow weary here and turn around claiming it's impossible once again? Or will you look up and see maybe there's another way? Maybe there's a roof you can rip off. Let me tell you, when that house was being built, God knew in advance one day those walls would be climbed. He knew one day that roof would be ripped off. He knew one day his boys would do whatever it took to get to his son Jesus. And God said, yes, let the roof be ripped off. Let them set the example on not giving up. Let them show others how to not back down. Let them show my people how to overcome. God allowed the crowd to gather and the way to be blocked because he already knew he had equipped them to climb walls and tear off roofs. Their friend was healed that day by the Almighty. Yes, they had to tear through a roof of a home they didn't own, and they may have had a few damages to pay for, but they got to Jesus. Get yourself to Jesus. Do whatever it takes to fight your way through the crowd. Climb some walls and rip off some roofs. Sometimes you have to stop waiting for permission of others and just decide you're seeking God and you're going to ask for their forgiveness later. And most of the time, the person you need to stop asking for permission from is you. You've been holding back because you're afraid it might be hard. It will be. It might cause a little pain.
Yep, probably will.
It might be uncomfortable. Highly uncomfortable. It might take more work than you're willing to show up for. Oh, girl, the work. You don't even know right now. And that's why you don't know right now. It might cost you. It might take longer than you're prepared for. And so you've been waiting for permission from yourself. Well, screw that. This is the one and only life you get, and God has called you to do something with it. You have no time to waste here. Who are you trying to impress, and why are you trying to constantly make it easy? You'll never know what God says is truly possible in your life if you wait around for clear paths and open doors. Climb that wall. Tear off that roof. Get yourself to Jesus and let him do the impossible. I love this story. I love these friends who took their crippled and paralyzed friend on his bed through the streets of that town to find Jesus. And when the way was blocked, they're like, yeah, whatever. We're climbing up these walls. We're ripping off that roof. And friend, we're going to get you to Jesus. We need to be those kind of friends. We need to be those kind of wives. We need to be those kind of mamas. This is who we need to be for others and for ourselves. Stop giving up. The way is not going to be easy. You're probably going to have to rip off a few roofs. Do it. Stop asking for permission so much, and the person you're asking for permission from is you. Nah, stop. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be comfortable. But that's okay. Do it anyway. Oh, the thunder is rolling outside right now. I love it so much. You want to pray with me? Come on, let's do it. Pray. Hey, God, good morning. God, we are here once again just to say thank you. Thank you for giving us life today. Like, it's kind of a blessing and a gift that we've received every day of our life. We wake up always alive, and we kind of miss sometimes that it is such a gift. It is such a privilege and an honor to get to be alive today. And God, we just stop right now and say thank you. Thank you that every day of my life I've gotten to wake up and be alive, and today I get to wake up and be alive again. Thank you for that. It's awesome. Thank you, God, for life. Thank you, God, for the reminder that you didn't call us to an easy life with an easy path and the way that's always clear. But you called us to be the kind of people that will climb some walls and rip off some roofs and find a way, that will do ridiculous things because we believe who you are and what you say. And we believe in the impossible with you, that you will make it possible. So God, I pray that within each one of us, we just become those relentless seekers of you, people willing to do whatever it takes to get to you and to live the kind of life you created us for. And we will drag some people along with us. Yes, God, thank you for this reminder. Thank you for everyone that you're speaking to right now. God, you know what they're facing. You know what they've been giving up over. You know what their obstacle has been and their discouragement. You know, God, what darkness they've been pulled into. You know exactly what's happening. And God, I just pray that you would give them the courage to climb today, that you would give them the courage to start ripping a hole in that roof. Lord, whatever it takes, strengthen them today. Lord, I ask for your blessings on these families. Lord, I'm just asking for your favor. Just pour out your favor on them. You are so good to us, God. We're so grateful. Open our eyes to the blessings that surround us. Oh, they're countless, but may we count anyway. I pray, Lord, for your provision for today, your protection over our families. Thank you for the opportunity to live. In the name of Jesus, amen. My friends, it has been such an honor to share these 15 minutes of life with you today. I hope it's been a blessing to you, and I hope more than anything that you just felt that push from God to take the next step and keep moving forward. Have a beautiful day of life. I plan on meeting you again tomorrow. I love you wildly. Bye-bye.
You were created for a big life. We'll help you do it. Join us each weekday for a new Big Life devotional podcast. If you're ready to dive into the big life way of living, visit our website at biglifehq.com.